Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings folks, this is Saranya Narayanamurthy and welcome to The Mind Business. So, in this episode of podcast, we are here to see why we feel a certain emotions, especially the most sensual emotions, and how that is directly connected to everything else in the universe. So, without any further ado, let's get started. The primary topic that we are going to cover today is, why do you feel drained? Why do you feel exhausted? Or in other words, why do you feel totally dark or totally uncomfortable, especially after you masturbate? Okay, so let's come to the primary things here. Our emotions are equivalent or synergical to how the other energies in the universe are. For example, if you're in a place that's highly energetic, that radiates energy, the one that's exciting, you normally feel excited unless you have a really strong reason not to. Similarly, if you're in a place that's moaning or if you're in a place that's sad, you automatically feel the essence of it, or you feel a darkness within your soul that you do not know how to explain. These are because of energies. Energies are always positive or negative. It is never neutral. So everything around you embodies a certain emotion, or in other words, a certain energy. Now, let us come to this. Energies are far beyond what just a human feels or what just a human thinks. If you have heard about the singer, Maddie Harvey, so what she has actually said is she sings and she plays music while still being deaf, which actually means she cannot hear what she sings. But now you can have a question. So how does she even sing? Or how does she know how the pitch is going up and down? Or how does she know how the world around her works? How does she know when the beat is synchronizing? Or how does she know how the audience are affirming to her? Now, all of these again dwells back to how energies can be communicated to human in more than one forms. Not just in the way how you feel, but in the way things around you vibrate. Everything, the animate thing or a non-animate thing, has a certain energy around it, which is sometimes too loud if you choose to hear in more than one way. So, especially for her, every ounce of music, every beat of the drum, every cheer of an audience spreads in terms of vibration, the sound waves. So now you might think, can a human actually pick that up? But trust me, we can. There are countries in the world where color blindness is highly prevalent. And in all those places, people identify things, people identify leaves by seeing the deep textures. So now we never know, or we as normal humans can never even identify those textures, but those people do. And that is because one sense of theirs is superior, or one sense of energy communicates more farther to them than the rest of it. Okay, so now that we have established a clear relationship between humans, energies and synchronization, let's talk about how this plays a role in sexual energies and how this plays a role in masturbation. The one of the main reasons why humans enjoy sex, okay, not just humans, every living organism enjoys sex, is because of sex is the most ultimate form of energy transmission. In the olden days, when people said you need to be clean, it does not mean being physically clean or not being touched, but rather it meant not observing the energy of an anonymous third person or not being in touch with someone else's energy. Because that energy, that if you actually take it up, it can be highly controlling for any human being. That is the reason why people say your circle determines who you are. It's not exactly the people, but the energy that you're observing. And that is the reason why sex is most powerful, and especially when fueled with passion, that becomes the most transformative experience. Now, let's come to the point. When humans enjoy sex, that's because a person gives it out and the other person gets it, which means there is an energy. So it is not as if you're just letting it out or you're just taking it in. You are letting it out and taking it in, which means the exchange is equal. Sometimes it might be a 60-40 or an 80-20, but somewhere there is an exchange happening. And depending on this level of exchange, depending on how equal or superior it is, the one that has a superior intake of energy feels utmost satisfaction, while if the other person experiences a 20 intake and then let go of 80% of their energy, they feel an energy drain. So now imagine what happens in masturbation. You are not gaining the plus energy. All you're doing is losing energy in the process. And that is exactly why instantly after masturbation, you either feel exhausted or emotionally drained, or sometimes you even hate yourself for actually doing it. Trust me, it's not about ethics or it's not about personal value system that actually makes you think that way. Though that might be a very valid reason for you to believe what you believe, the another main reason why your mind or your emotional self is programmed to feel that way is because of the energy drop. So now you might think, why do I feel only a certain times in that way? The other times I am outgoing, I am really happy after that. Okay, let's face it again. So, immediately after the drop of energy, if you're going to another place or if you're meeting someone who elevates your energy in a different way, it need not always be the sexual energy that you're acquiring. Sometimes, if you masturbate and then go to a place that makes you feel excited or makes you feel happier, the energy drain that happened in one place is compensated by the other. Energy does not come in categories. It comes in a unanimous form by which it's called as energy. And every time you acquire the positive energy, you feel happier than the time when you feel negative. So the next time when you come across any of such situations or when you feel yourself going towards these things, have a consolidated or a conscious mindset of what exactly you're experiencing. And at that time, if you still feel a loss or a drop of energy, understand this is just the consciousness of the energy and not anything else related to that. And sometimes we link our personal values along with the energy because that makes us feel guilty. Or sometimes less guilty when we decide to work on it the next time. So with that being said, let's be conscious of what happens within us and what happens to us so that when we take decisions, we are a step ahead and we take better decisions. That being said, signing off for now, Saranya Narayanamurthy. I'll meet you up in the next episode.